Splendor Duel vs. Lord of the Rings Duel vs. Seven Wonders Duel in 2026, the best two-player box. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy Splendor Duel for the cleanest 30-minute tactical duel. Buy Lord of the Rings Duel for the most thematic, visible three-race contest and the easiest, big teach. Buy Seven Wonders Duel for a dedicated pair that wants the deepest long-term study and expansion path. Yumi would teach Lord of the Rings first, travel with Splendor, and keep Seven Wonders for the rival who knows every tell. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close, there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different player count problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for a first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages, exact Amazon identity checks, Board Game Geek discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice. Generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer: which Splendor Duel vs. Lord of the Rings Duel vs. Seven Wonders Duel should you buy? Buy Splendor Duel for the cleanest 30-minute tactical duel. Buy Lord of the Rings Duel for the most thematic, visible three-race contest and the easiest, big, teach. Buy Seven Wonders Duel for a dedicated pair that wants the deepest long-term study and expansion path. Yumi would teach Lord of the Rings first, travel with Splendor, and keep Seven Wonders for the rival who knows every tell. The verified purchase path in this guide is Splendor Duel on Amazon, The Lord of the Rings. Duel for Middle-earth on Amazon, Seven Wonders Duel on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to one exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. The decision is not which box contains the most cardboard. It is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite, and appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does Splendor Duel vs. Lord of the Rings Duel vs. Seven Wonders Duel actually play? Splendor Duel drafts gems from a shared grid, purchases cards, claims privileges, and pressures three victory conditions in a small footprint. Lord of the Rings Duel uses card drafting to race on a quest track, compete across Middle-earth, and assemble alliances. Every win condition stays visible. Seven Wonders Duel builds a civilization through a face-up card pyramid, where resource pricing, wonders, science, military pressure, and final scoring interlock. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop. The moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. Duel for Middle-earth has three immediate victory pressures: advance the ring quest, gain the allegiance of six races, or control all seven regions. That means every card can alter a visible race rather than merely adding endgame points. Splendor Duel's three victory conditions create a quieter resource knife fight. Seven Wonders Duel layers military, scientific, and civil scoring into the broadest strategic arc. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? Splendor Duel feels like tactical resource fencing. Lord of the Rings Duel feels like a cinematic race. Seven Wonders Duel feels like an economic knife fight with a mature competitive literature. The box size understates all three. Across Board Game Geek and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play. The job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Clean Splendor Duel, best short teach and smallest tactical footprint. Theme Lord of the Rings Duel, best broad recommendation and visible race. Deep Seven Wonders Duel, best long-term study for one dedicated rival. Expand Pantheon later, add only after base Seven Wonders Duel becomes predictable. Stop Do Not Collect Duel as a genre, each box needs a different emotional job. the stopping rule matters. Lord of the Rings Duel is easier to read, but intentionally replaces endgame points with visible race conditions. Seven Wonders Duel has the deepest mature arc, especially with expansions, but the first teach is the busiest. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. It can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller, language, or product identity. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy, beginner name all victory routes. A visible alternate win condition changes every good value draft. Regular, read the reveal. Taking one card determines which choices your opponent can access next. Advanced, deny with tempo. The strongest denial advances your own plan while narrowing theirs. Expert, threaten two wins. Force the opponent to answer one race while the second becomes inevitable. Do the debrief. After the game, name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. Expert drafting rule: do not ask only what a card gives you. Ask which face-down card it exposes and who receives the next tempo. In Splendor Duel, privileged tokens convert board knowledge into timing. In Middle-earth, a card can matter because it shifts two victory tracks at once. In Seven Wonders Duel, a cheap resource symbol may be worth more than points because it taxes every later build your opponent expected to afford. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting: teach victory conditions before card anatomy. In Splendor, demonstrate replenishing the gem grid. In Lord of the Rings, move one unit and the quest marker. In Seven Wonders, show the card pyramid reveal and resource pricing with a sample purchase. Play the first game without expansions. Solo: these are dedicated two-player games without a meaningful true solo job. Digital adaptations can teach flow, but the product is the human rivalry and the information revealed by every draft. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts: setup, surface, sorting, teaching, save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Splendor Duel is the cleanest, but its gem grid creates sharper tactical denial than base Splendor. Lord of the Rings Duel is easier to read, but intentionally replaces endgame points with visible race conditions. Seven Wonders Duel has the deepest mature arc, especially with expansions, but the first teach is the busiest. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge, additions change, and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. A complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. Choose by appetite for pressure. Splendor Duel is the cleanest recurring date night duel. Middle-earth creates the loudest cinematic race, and Seven Wonders Duel supplies the largest mastery ceiling. Buying all three makes sense only if those are three distinct moods at your table. Otherwise, buy the rules language you want to replay 20 times. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout: Lord of the Rings Duel is not a retheme of Seven Wonders Duel. It rebuilds the victory structures and map pressure. Splendor Duel is not merely base Splendor with fewer players. Seven Wonders Duel does not require expansions to function, though Pantheon changes repeated play substantially. The record date is July 28, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewick's publishing audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources, so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Splendor Duel versus Lord of the Rings Duel versus Seven Wonders Duel Lord of the Rings Duel is the broadest recommendation in 2026. Splendor Dual is the elegant small box pick. Seven Wonders Dual remains the expert pair's long-term system, especially once Pantheon enters. Do not ask which is strictly better until you decide whether you want spatial gem denial, a map race, or economic drafting. Buy the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options. Splendor Dual on Amazon, The Lord of the Rings. Dual for Middle-earth on Amazon, Seven Wonders Dual on Amazon. Final verdict. Lord of the Rings Dual is the broadest recommendation in 2026. Splendor Dual is the elegant small box pick. Seven Wonders Dual remains the expert pair's long-term system, especially once Pantheon enters. Do not ask which is strictly better until you decide whether you want spatial gem denial, a map race, or economic drafting. Frequently asked questions. Which dual game is easiest? Splendor Dual has the cleanest procedure. Lord of the Rings Dual has the clearest large game victory story. Is Lord of the Rings Dual better than Seven Wonders Dual? It is more streamlined and thematic, while Seven Wonders Dual offers deeper economic play and a mature expansion path. Which is best for travel? Splendor Dual has the smallest practical footprint and fastest reset. Which is best for replayability? Seven Wonders Dual with a regular partner has the deepest mature ecosystem. Do I need Pantheon for Seven Wonders Dual? Number add Pantheon after repeated base plays if the card reveal and timing become too predictable. Which should a new couple buy? Lord of the Rings Dual for theme and visible races, or Splendor Dual for the simpler tactical teach.